Well, yesterday at the Derek Chauvin trial in Minneapolis, Police Chief Madaria Arredondo testified yesterday that Chauvin's actions on May 25th last year violated departmental policy on restraint and medical response. Take a listen.
When do you believe, or do you have a belief as to when this restraint, the restraint on the ground that you viewed, should have stopped?
Once Mr. Floyd, and this is based on my viewing of the videos, once Mr. Floyd had stopped resisting, and certainly once he was in distress and trying to verbalize that, that should have stopped. To continue to apply that level of force to a person proned out, handcuffed behind their back, that in no way, shape, or form is anything that is by policy. It is not part of our training, and it is certainly not part of our ethics or our values.
Wow.
There you go from the police
this
chief.
This is the police chief.
Okay, now. Yes. Now. Okay, y'all heard that, right?
Yes.
Okay. Right. When they get in the jury room, what do they hear?
Exactly, Steve. Exactly.
That what? Seems like that's enough right there.
That should
you would
be
think
enough.
The video Tommy, would be enough.
Tommy, I promise you, you are so on point by saying you would think that's enough. Mm-hmm. But man, I have been convinced in this country, and this country has let me down this so many times. This judicial system has let me down so many times. I'm going to just tell you flat out, man, I do not have faith in the judicial system when it comes to black
white
lives.
Police officers and
when it comes to police officers, I have no faith in the judicial system.
But wouldn't you agree, though, this time, though, guys, wouldn't you agree, though, that the police chief is testifying for the prosecution? That's very rare that you've seen that.
Of course.
Yes.
Which makes this
major.
Would make this even more unbelievable.
Right.
If something were to happen.
Yeah. Right. If the verdict. Right.
You know, I don't see how they could. I don't really see how, because this country. But I'll tell you what, though. I do believe this should result in a
conviction. For
I think for sure that it will come out to a conviction against this man, and he's going to do some serious time. But this I do know for a fact. Mm-hmm. If he's not convicted, and I'm not promoting it or wishing for it, because I hope it don't even come to this. But if they let that man go, it's going to be a problem. I'm just telling you right now, it's going to be a problem.
Yeah.
It's going to be a real problem.
We don't want that. We don't want that.
How many counts on him? Three?
We don't want that.
Yeah, I think it's three. I don't know what they all are.
Third degree. Anyway.
Murder two.
Yeah.
Murder two and murder three, right?
Mm-hmm. Now, Steve, Chauvin's defense attorney asked the police chief if he agrees that use of force is not an attractive notion. And the police chief replied, "I would say that use of force is something most officers would rather not use." Prosecutors said that Chauvin's knee pressed into George Floyd's neck for 9 minutes and 29 seconds, and that's what caused his death. The defense argues that Chauvin did what he was trained to do. Man. You just heard the police chief say something different.
Yeah. Yeah, that was against their policies.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You just heard the police chief say something different. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. His actions were in no way, shape, or form by the book.
Now, I do know that training is they shoot to kill. Ain't that no targets with legs on it and all that. Mm-hmm. They are trained to do kill shots. And the targets are black.
Wow. That says so much right
attention.
There.
They're trained to do kill shots, and the targets are always black.
That says so much right there. It really does. All right. We'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show and trending stories coming up at 20 minutes after the hour, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.